The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save a Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful, bright, sunny Monday morning here in Boca Raton, and I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I hope that you had a nice weekend.
I had a wonderful weekend. The weekend was weather that we love and enjoy here in South Florida. So I got my tennis in. I got my gardening in. It was wonderful.
Well, I also have to make a comment that you and I were at a unfortunate ceremony yesterday honoring a past friend who had just recently passed away on November 8th, and that's Mr. Marvin Zumberg. So I'd like to pay tribute to Marvin for all the many years that he's been my friend, over 30 years. And he was a great staff member at the Tunney's Nutrition Center while I owned it, and still was, and very well appreciated by the customers that came in to seek his advice about many different topics. So our sympathy goes out to his wife, Marie, and the family for the loss that they endured last week. Our deepest sympathies. And with that said, Janet.
You had some words to speak at the ceremony remembering Marvin, and I have to tell you, your words not only were heartfelt, but very much an expression of who Marvin was and how much he meant to the customers at Tunney's that he helped and his family and friends. So it was such a nice discussion that you had yesterday.
Thank you very much. He was very close to me over the years, and we enjoyed many fine moments together, many fine days together. And he was truly a great individual who cared about their fellow human beings, which was nice to see. Most people don't today. They're only interested in one thing, and the green dollar is all that's on their mind. But that wasn't the case with Marvin. So we have to move on now. And the purpose of the show, the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, is to bring to the listening audience, which now happens to be able to listen on FM 95.3. In fact, I had it on in my car coming here, and it was nice and clear, crisp, and sounded real good. So I encourage those people that have difficulty in getting the AM part, which is 1470, on their radios, whether they be in a car or at home, tune into 95.3, which is the FM counterpart to the same thing you'd hear on 1470 AM. And you can also go online, which makes it very simple. If you have a computer anywhere in the world, you can tune in at WWNNradio.com and get to listen to the shows. And we broadcast every day from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock, Monday through Friday. And on Saturdays, there is a rebroadcast of one of the shows from during the week. Sometimes it's the Friday show. Sometimes it's a Tuesday show. We never know. Depends upon how much we think you'd enjoy hearing something a second time. So with that said, Janet, I know we have a roster full of topics to talk about this morning. And I do want to, before we get into them, make mention of the fact that December 5th, which is only 17 short work days for us until we open the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, which happens to be in the PennDOT Plaza Shopping Center. And very easy to get to. It's a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7. So whether you're coming from the east or the west, it's the same half mile going south on State Road 7. You look off to your right, and you're going to see the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. If you happen to go by there in the evening, you'll see we have two signs that are lit.
Oh, wonderful. Lit,
and they really stand out very, very nicely in a nice green background. And they're well seen from anywhere you're coming, whether you're coming from the south on State Road 7 coming north, or you're coming south on the State Road 7 turning off to the right, you'll see the Save-A-Lot sign. And it's only a short distance from JM Lexus, which is an easy ride. So we encourage people to come by December 5th, because we do have a special announcement that we'll be making about how you can get some extra bucks to spend at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center on Monday, December 5th.
Wow, extra bucks to spend. Al, they're going to be saving so many bucks shopping at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I know a little bit of the price comparison that I've been able to observe. The savings are stunning. I just want to go right back just for a moment to the WWNNradio.com. I have an extended family member in Texas that I have recommended the WWNNradio.com so that she can listen on her computer. So very easy. And the reason that I contacted her to tell her about WWNNradio.com is she is a very big fan of New Chapter products, and she relies on New Chapter's Zyflamend. And tomorrow I'll be speaking with Shauna Wall, who is the educator for New Chapter, and our subject is Zyflamend. So for all of our listeners who might be dealing with some inflammation, joint discomfort, tune in tomorrow, because we'll get quite an education about the patented combination of ingredients found in New Chapter Zyflamend.
Happens to be on my agenda for my daily regimen of what I take, and it's been that way since New Chapter came out with it. It's been a lot of years. They went from a gel form of Zyflamend now to a powder form, and I think it works as effectively, maybe even a little bit better. But it's a great product, and I know that I'm anxiously waiting to hear what Shauna has to talk about when it comes to Zyflamend, as well as the other fine products from New Chapter. They make a whole line of bone health products, which I think a lot of older people are well aware of, because they may have been diagnosed with osteopenia or even osteoporosis, and this may be a solution or a help to solve their problem when it comes to those two unfortunate diseases that people experience as they get older in years.
But New Chapter has Bone Strength Take Care, and a very well-absorbed combination of ingredients to maintain bone density. So if any of our listeners may be experiencing some sort of a digestive response, constipation, taking calcium, you might want to take a look at the formula Bone Strength Take Care from New Chapter. Sometimes people experience a negative digestive response to magnesium, and keeping in mind, to support that bone strength, you have to have the calcium and magnesium ratio appropriate for driving that calcium into the long bones. And with New Chapter's Bone Strength Take Care, all food source ingredients suitable for vegetarians and very effectively absorbed because of the quality formulation.
No question about it. So what area this morning, Janet, would you like to start with? I know we've discussed several different areas that we can go to, but what is your first choice for what you would like to discuss this morning?
Okay, that protein target that is possibly, or it is, research is saying for sure, it is an entirely new branch of research with regard to a specific protein that has an impact on insulin resistance. So I think that's a great place to start.
Well, I think in light of the fact that most people, 70% of the people in our country are either overweight or obese. And a lot of it is due to either blood sugar imbalances or a disease or a condition such as you spoke about. And I think people have traditionally, over the many years that I've been in the business, looked to the silver bullet to be able to lose the weight. And there is no such thing that works well on the body as doing a program that you can live with for forever or for the rest of your life, because it's a yo-yo kind of a diet when you look for the magic bullet or the secret formula to how to lose weight. There is no secret formula. It's a question of calories in, calories burned, and what's left. And again, if you don't take in the proper amount of calories to help you reduce the weight, you're fighting evil, and you're going to remain overweight or obese.
Well, kind of my response to that, Al, is there may be people who are very attentive to doing their exercise, and possibly they've been doing it for such an extended period of time, their body has acclimated to it, and they're no longer able to truly achieve fat burning with the exercise that they're doing. So that's one of the reasons that I talk to people about high intensity interval training. And then there are many women that I speak to, more so women than men, that those women, they're very attentive to their diet. They're very attentive to maintaining their calorie intake between 12 and 1300 calories a day. So even with that focus and attention and choosing foods wisely, they're still not able to break through into a fat burning mode. And so one of the reasons that I think that there may very well be an issue for these women could certainly be hormones. But this discussion about the protein research that's associated with insulin resistance should provide an eye-opening glimmer of hope to all of those women and men who are out there who have tried every approach possible and they haven't been able to get into that fat-burning area.
Well, maybe what we could do, we're coming up on a short intermission. When we come back, we can give them some guidance. You can give them some guidance as to how to best achieve that.
Okay, so to our listeners, you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, the founder of Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, and we'll be back with more information for you in just 1 minute. Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We're joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're talking about the potential protein target identified for reversing insulin resistance which could be a way to help people lose weight. And that seems to be a topic on most people's minds today, since the majority of our population, 70% or thereabouts, is either overweight or obese. So people are definitely looking for ways to get the weight down and reverse what could be serious illness over the course of many years. So, Jenna, how does somebody get into the position of protein to help with losing weight?
Well, this protein is a very, very interesting protein, and it does play a role with regard to experiencing sensations of hunger and sensations of satiety. And what I'm talking about is lectins, and specifically a particular lectin called galectin 3. And what's very interesting is in 2010, the FDA did approve a blood test that is available to evaluate your galectin 3 levels. So this is the specific protein that you want to work on suppressing. And okay, so what we're going to be dealing with is that whole discussion you and I had just before the break with, okay, calories in, calories out. And to a certain extent, that's true, but how much is a specific individual expressing this particular protein, galectin 3? And here's another thought that I had thinking about this whole area of discussion. Okay, we have more and more food and all of the genetically modified organism producers say we need more food to feed this incredibly growing global population. So we have more food, but it's too much food. And there are so many different triggers on television, advertisements on billboards, menus that people might be looking at when they go into a restaurant. And there's too much food. And unfortunately, that too much food is very poor quality food. And that poor quality food isn't metabolized very, very well. And unfortunately, may very much be an area where they are, where you are raising these lectin levels. Now, what are these lectins? They happen to be different types of proteins that are secreted by our immune cells. So you're thinking, how can this be? I don't understand it. What's going on here? Why is there a negative protein being excreted by our immune cells? It's a mystery, but the mystery is beginning to be unraveled. And so where my mind went with the research was, possibly is there some kind of infection that is leading these immune cells, particularly macrophages, to secrete this protein, galectin 3. Now, one of the areas where galectin 3 is kind of connected as something that you want to suppress, prostate enlargement and prostate cancer. So not only is this galectin 3 associated with hanging on to fat, it is also associated with an increased risk of different types of significant life-threatening illnesses. So it is something, the galectin 3 binds to the insulin receptor site and inhibits insulin resistance. So what we have here is a very mysterious biochemical, a mysterious mystery. the macrophages in our bloodstream, those immune cells that are secreting this substance, this protein, these are the things that are associated with inflammation. So what comes first, an immune dysfunction, an infection, inflammation because of maybe overexposure to sugar, poor quality foods? It still is a mystery. But what are the things that you can do to inhibit the negative activity? One of the things that you can do is fiber. And what is the best fiber for specifically addressing galactin 3? Modified citrus pectin. Super, super effective availability to reduce that problem associated with galactin 3. So, okay, modified citrus pectin, but also soluble fiber. And what is one thing that I've been telling people for years? Okay, if you're going to need an orange, make sure you eat the inner rind, that white just inside the skin of an orange. If you're peeling a grapefruit, make sure that you leave lots and lots of the white fibers on the sections of the grapefruit. That's the citrus pectin, the soluble fiber that's so effective at balancing this protein and preventing the insulin resistance.
Let me interject by saying that the MCP, or modified citrus pectin, is available by Source Natural. They make several different sizes of it. And I know that's a product that we have or will have for people when they come in December 5th. If they choose to get it, it'll be available by Source Natural. And again, it comes in several different sizes.
There, people will also be really, really happy to hear curcumin is another substance that has an incredibly efficient aspect with regard to correcting and controlling galactin 3.
So let me ask you your opinion, Janet, about something that I know I go back many years in believing this to be a true measurement of how people can estimate how to lose weight. If you allow 10 calories per pound of body weight, which is my belief, if you wanted to just take a guide without really getting into the bodily functions of each individual. So if a person weighs 150 pounds, whether they be male or female, they could consume 1,500 calories a day. If they exercise and they spend, let's say, an hour a day, 3 days a week exercising, they could probably eliminate of that 1,500 calories, maybe 300 to 400 calories of that 1,500. And to lose 1 pound of body fat, it requires losing 3,500 calories. So people would have to adjust and sit down with a pencil and paper and figure out how they're able to lose a pound a week or half a pound a week over a period of time that can bring them to their weight zone where they would like to be. And as you pointed out, exercise is probably one of the strongest keys. However, if you're doing the same thing over and over, you're not getting the intensity that you need to boost the metabolism to help burn body fat. And body fat is still the temperature that's controlled as to how people can lose weight or not lose weight. And the more your temperature is raised because of the intensity, the more efficiently you're going to lose the weight. You yourself, do you believe those numbers?
I absolutely do believe those numbers. However, what are the components of that 1,500?
Good question. Very good question. Well, I guess this is where protein comes into play. And you want to try and estimate how much protein you need because there's less calories in protein, but it may be higher in good fat, depending upon the protein that you choose. And fat burns fat. So your body does need fat, but just the right kinds of fat. And this is where you, as a professional, Janet, come into play with people who are seeking this advice. And all they have to do is come down and see you after December 5th to sit down with you in a private office where nobody will bother you and discuss how people can get to their achieved weight that they need to be to feel better and to live a longer, healthier life.
Well, sometime after the store opens, Al, I will be talking with people, making an announcement about a very special program that will begin in the month of January, because that seems to be the month where everyone is atoning for their overeating sins during the holidays that are fast approaching. So there's lots of different approaches, and I'm very much of the perspective that it has to be a personalized approach. But as we were saying, you know, the source of the calories makes a very big difference. Now, I want to know if you think you have a superior ability to stay focused and to only make those health-supporting food choices.
Well, if you're asking my opinion,
your ability.
My ability. I can do it, and I've done it, and I continue to do it. And there are days that I cheat, which is normal. You want to have a cheat day or two cheat days a week, but you want to maintain the focus of what you're trying to achieve. And my focus for the last 6 years has been to be at the 180 mark, which I've been able to achieve and maintain.
Okay, see, achieving, I think that some people are pretty good at maintaining their self-discipline to a certain extent to get to that goal. What you have done by maintaining your weight at a goal, absolutely superior self-discipline. And I say superior based on how so many people who come to see me, how they talk about the things that tend to pull them off the straight and narrow.
That's an excuse.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
I understand that it is an excuse, but one of the areas that we may go on to discuss this morning has to do with stress and anxiety. There are those people I talked about it last week that when they're stressed, they can't swallow. They just can't eat. They have no appetite. And then there are the other people who, when they're stressed, they eat everything that they can have within arm's reach. So we're coming up on a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking this morning with Mr. Al Foreman, and we are here on behalf of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening the doors December 5th. Mark your calendars and stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay current with all the newest natural nutrition treatment choices available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening the end of November. Learn about the changes in your health that occur when you support health with the correct nutrition. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening soon. Come by and see the progress. Be amazed at the incredible savings. Exciting inventory at EDLP. That's everyday low prices to meet your every health need. All at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli talking about different ways people can lose the weight and keep it off. I think that's the key point. A lot of people go in and lose the weight, But after 3 or 4 years or less, they find themselves going off the wagon and going back to their old habits.
The yo-yo.
Exactly right. That's the yo-yo diet. And then we brought up just before the breakdown the fact that stress plays an important role in how people react to food and what they eat and what they don't eat. And you've had a lot of experience in dealing with people that have come to you seeking the advice that you are so willing to share. But unfortunately, it's your advice to them, and whether they accept it and practice it remains to be seen.
Well, that's one of the perspectives that I think is crucially important to what I do. The stress certainly brings people to me in a compromised situation. So I don't want to add to their stress. So I don't want to be overly emphatic. I want to give them information in such a way that they'll be able to absorb it, digest it, and make it their own. That it isn't me telling them, you must do this. It's me giving them step-by-step approaches that they can use on a regular basis to gradually achieve their goals. And so what this research about that we're discussing here is, when you're fit, everything works better. We know that when you exercise regularly, you are supporting maintenance of muscle density. Dense, fit muscles translate to better heart and circulatory function. It actually translates to better brain function. When you exercise and achieve a certain kind of the runner's high that people talk about, when you get into the zone with your exercise, what you are creating in your brain are endorphins that are certainly going to short circuit the stress hormones that your body may be producing. Let's say you exercise in the morning, you get your fitness under control, and then you go to work, and work is stressful, and you might be anxious about a deadline. You might have a certain amount of being unsettled when you're walking into your job. However, if you've had that exercise prior to walking into the stressful situation, you handle things better. Your cells work better. They work more efficiently. Your brain works in such a way that it supports your mood and it supports your ability to be a problem solver.
Well, there's no question that stress plays an important role, not only in achieving proper weight control, but I think in everyday life. And the important point that we're trying to bring out today, is how people can reduce the stress so that they're able to perform their exercise, eat properly, get proper rest, intermingle with their social friends, and still be able to feel like they've been satisfied, that they've achieving their goals that they set out to do. Some of the specific nutrients that you would recommend, Janet, to help calm people down, because most people, if they go to a doctor, doctor's going to write a prescription for a Valium or some of the other stress-reducing pharmaceuticals that are on the market that could have delirious side effects, which could be a major problem to the body. So what, in your experience, have you found to be some of the more effective means of people using supplements to help reduce stress?
Okay, well, my go-to first choice, theanine. And there are so many different forms of theanine that are available. So there are lozenges, there's chewing gum, there's just capsules that are easy to swallow. You might think about also a green tea concentrate. So you add a certain amount of the green tea concentrate to your water, and you're getting this slow delivery over time as you drink the water of the theanine that is a component of the green tea. It might sound counterproductive for the next two recommendations that I will make. Ginseng. And I'm very much a supporter of using ginseng to modify your blood pressure. If your blood pressure is too high, the ginseng, a quality ginseng extract, and I'm talking the Eleutherococcus, the one that used to be known as Siberian ginseng, now it's designated Eleutherococcus. That ginseng also is able to bring up blood pressure that is lower than optimal for an individual. So it is an adaptogenic herb. So it helps to modify your physical response to stress and anxiety producing situations. Then maca, that is kind of like the designation South American ginseng. And maca has the ability to support hormones, balance blood pressure, enhance energy. So it's a very comprehensive support to your ability to stay fit. And in staying fit, you minimize the negative association of exposure to stress.
Well, from your experience, do you think that maca is also an enhancement for sexual function? Because that's the way it was introduced many years ago.
And I think that there's a lot of people out there listening who might think of ginseng in that category.
Correct.
As well. And so for ginseng, as I said, an adaptogenic formulation or an adaptogenic herb, that if certain hormones are out of ratio, essentially ginseng will help to bring back that ratio so the hormones are going to work correctly. For low testosterone, ginseng may very well bring up the testosterone level in men. In women, if the testosterone levels might be too high with regard to ratio of testosterone to estrogen, they're going to, ginseng will help to achieve that balance. And maca, yes, very much introduced with the focus of sexual stimulant, so to speak. And there are three different forms or three different colors of maca, and it would depend on red, yellow, or black which one you would focus on. But what I'm talking about would be a mixture of all three types of maca, and again, in that category of adaptogen. So it's going to help to balance function of many different parts of your body, sexual hormones, as well as brain chemistry, as well as muscle fitness, blood and tissue oxygenation. So you get very comprehensive benefit associated with maca.
Before we move on to the other part of stress and heart disease, what would you recommend for people that want to lose weight? A normal breakfast, lunch, or dinner? The reason I ask this is because that seems to be the biggest question people often say. I'd like to know what I can eat that would permit me to lose the weight, but I want to make sure I'm eating food.
Okay.
And junk food.
That's over the weekend, doing a private counseling session with someone with very, very specific diagnoses. That's exactly what I did, was put together breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, drinks, the things to focus on for a specific benefit, and the things to avoid because of their specific negative impact on people's goals. So for sure, you want to be eating that quote, balanced, unquote, diet, And how do you balance your diet? Well, sufficient amounts of protein in order to meet your physical demands. Certain amount of protein that's going to allow your muscles to be maintained in a supportive fashion. You mentioned fat burns fat. The right amount of health-supporting fats. And unfortunately, here in the States, we have a lot of fats, but they're not necessarily those health-supporting fats that are going to be beneficial at balancing hormones that play a big role with regard to whether you're going to lose weight or gain weight. You don't have the health-supporting fats that are going to be supportive of your brain. And that brain chemistry also plays a role with whether you're going to be motivated to do your exercise, whether you're going to have literally the energy to do your exercise. So there's so many important points, the protein, the fats, and then the carbohydrates. But you, when you say carbohydrates, so much of the time people think of pasta, bread, rolls, cake, cookies, cereals, all of those kinds of things. And that is not necessarily where you, if you are desiring a weight loss approach and a weight loss type of diet, your carbohydrates should be more from legumes and beans and vegetables of all types. The two vegetables I pretty much always exclude, corn and white potato. But sweet potatoes are fine. Squashes are fine. All of those types of vegetables tend to give you the feeling of satiety that you might have been looking for from bread, rolls, cakes, cookies. The grains.
So let's start with breakfast.
Okay. Let's start with breakfast.
My favorite breakfast is a 2 or 3 hard-boiled eggs with a multigrain bagel and butter. That's my all-time favorite breakfast.
Okay, well.
And my second would be oatmeal, and my third would be yogurt.
Okay, now, do you know what blood type you are?
I am B positive.
Okay, so that breakfast is entirely appropriate for you. However, for other blood types, might not necessarily be the most advantageous start to their day. So one of the things that I try to get people to understand is we have been sold down the river by Kellogg's, General Mills, Post. They all produce cereals and bagels and waffles and all of those processed foods that we have categorized as appropriate breakfast foods. But breakfast is just like any other meal. And you do very well with having a protein source that could be fish, poultry, beef, a variety of different...
And the problem with that, Jenna, most people don't associate those with breakfast.
I understand. And I am on a one-woman campaign working on trying to get people to understand that very, very gradually we can bring different foods that we typically don't associate with breakfast into our first meal of the day. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Semirelli here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we will be right back. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save a Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman. We're coming up to our last segment of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about how people can lose weight effectively and keep it off. That's really the key to success, keeping it off and maintaining the proper bodily weight. We were talking about breakfast foods, Janet. I had given you my opinion. You had said people should get into the habit of treating other traditional foods as breakfast foods rather than lunch or dinner foods. And you mentioned fish. You mentioned poultry. Were there anything else that you can get people to use for breakfast?
Okay, so there is, because of the whole cholesterol brouhaha, a resistance in individuals to eating too many eggs. And so one of the things that I work on is to tell people that, yes, indeed, there is cholesterol in the yolk of an egg. However, there is a very high-quality lecithin also found in the yolk of an egg, and that lecithin is a fat emulsifier. The yolk has high sulfur content. It is the white of the egg is such a dramatically easily absorbed protein. So it is nature's perfect food. And now you're using your eggs. One of your breakfast is the hard-boiled egg. So the yolk remains intact, which is a goal. Mm-hmm. And there is no direct exposure to heat, so to speak. So the proteins and the fats have not been damaged by the exposure to heat. So people can boil their eggs. They can poach their eggs. There are a variety of different ways of preparing the eggs. The least desirable being scrambled. That seems to be the most desirable mm-hmm. for most people's tastes. And one of the recommendations that I make would be eggs as an omelet, and not necessarily with this viewpoint of eggs and toast. We've accepted bacon as an appropriate breakfast meat, but for some reason other meats aren't so culturally acceptable, so to speak. But if you went into other cultures around the world, you'd see that fish played a role, lots of vegetables play a role. So an omelet or eggs with sliced tomatoes. So a variety of different things that keep the toast at a minimum, okay? And so then I'm laughing because I see the expressions on people's faces when I tell them that I have salad for breakfast. I happen to love salad, so
my favorite lunch item, salad.
Right. And so with a little bit of sliced turkey, sliced chicken, a little bit of salmon. So tossed all together and with a little olive oil, lemon juice, some of the herb amari. That's my favorite breakfast. And I understand that it is so foreign to how our culture treats breakfast. You're supposed to have bagels and cereal and toast and French toast and pancakes and all that good stuff. However, essentially what those carbs are doing without the proper amount of fat and protein to offset those carbs, they spike your blood sugar, shuts down essentially your body's ability to burn fat. So if you're looking for a way to maintain your weight and even move toward weight loss, then I suggest staying away from those breakfast foods that are sold to us through advertisements on television and magazines and so on. And then what I tell people, you might want to be drinking green tea between breakfast and lunch, because that green tea is very health supporting and to a certain extent is going to achieve satiety. So you're not necessarily going to be just thinking about what am I going to eat next. And then for lunch, protein and vegetables. And what's very interesting is this protein and vegetable kind of regimen, that's basic. The protein to support your muscles, the proper hydration with green tea, water and lemon, that so important, and then every imaginable vegetable, raw and cooked. Also, I'm not a particular fan of soups, but people who like soups, I tell people it's easy. And you say, well, no, it takes so much time to make a really good quality soup. Start with an organic soup in a can. And if you are following a low-salt diet, you can have a zero-salt-containing soup, or you can just get the regular soup that has very high sodium in it, because what are you going to do? Going to add maybe a can of black beans, maybe a whole package of frozen mixed vegetables, maybe an entire package of butternut squash cubes. So by adding all of those vegetables to the initial high sodium content canned soup, you're going to achieve a proper balance of sodium and potassium so that you are not overdoing your sodium allotment for the day. So such a great benefit from that wide array of vegetables and satisfaction and protein content from the beans that are added to the soup. So that's breakfast and lunch. And then dinner, again, fish is my go-to highest level recommendation for a protein source. You don't want to have farm-raised fish. You don't necessarily want to do fish on the grill, but rather a poaching or baking. And those are the preferred ways of preparing your fish. A big salad and a couple of other vegetables, cooked vegetables on your plate.
My choice as well, Janet. Fish is my number one.
Brain food, right?
Without a doubt.
So important to get away from those foods that are going to have a negative impact on your blood sugar chemistry. And beans give you that sensation of fullness and a very specific benefit for maintaining a balanced blood sugar chemistry.
Let me add to say that a lot of people still like steak and maybe have it once a week instead of once a day. And the same thing holds true for pork products. Same thing holds true for veal products. But again, you have to evaluate what you want to do for yourself and how important it is to have a good meal to satisfy you, to help you achieve the results you're looking for.
Quality, quality, quality.
No question about it. And then you mentioned a snack. And what would be some of the snacks that you would recommend people if they're in the mood to have that snack after dinner? But how many hours before bedtime should it be consumed?
See, I think that there are some people who sleep better if they go to bed with a little bit of something in their stomachs. Their sleep is deeper and more restful. And unfortunately, people are not going to like what I have to say.
Well, say it anyway.
Okay. Celery. I talked about celery being a brain food. So a little bit of celery. You could put some almond butter on it. You could be scooping a little bit of organic hummus on it. So celery. It's actually very satisfying because you have to be chewing so much.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and again, people aren't going to like to hear this, but what's one of my favorite snacks? Raw string beans. I love raw string beans. And to me, it's
unseasoned.
Unseasoned, you know, washed and out of the refrigerator and crispy, lots of flavor. I like them, and people aren't gonna like to hear this. I like them better than any kind of chip you could get out of a bag. They have a lot of flavor. They're crispy, delicious. So, raw string beans. And when they are in season, it's not available all the time. Peas out of a pea pod, fresh, uncooked. They're delicious.
So, now, if people didn't agree with that.
Okay,
a
little bit of organic yogurt. People will like this one. A little bit of organic yogurt, plain, and they can put just a tiny little bit of organic maple syrup or a tiny little bit of honey, maybe a very, very small amount, tablespoon of some kind of dried fruit. It could be dried cherries, cranberries, raisins, whatever, and possibly some cinnamon, some vanilla extract. It's absolutely delicious. And then finally, for the thing that people will like, an individual section of 70% dark chocolate, 70% cocoa content, dark chocolate, organic, of course. And there's a big bar, and there are five sections, one section.
Okay. Well, I know it's time for us to leave, Jenna, but remind our listeners about your special guest tomorrow.
Okay, my special guest tomorrow, Shauna Wall, and she is the educator for New Chapter, and we're going to be talking about Cyflamend. We are going to get so much knowledge from Shauna Wall tomorrow from New Chapter.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Janet, thanks very much for all the great information you shared with us today.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.